Hey, welcome to day 30, Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is entitled Breath and Honey. And in the chapter, I shared one of my favorite ideas about the shofar that we're going to all be hearing over the next 2 days. Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz from the 18th century, he said that the significance of the shofar goes back to the Garden of Eden. The Torah tells us that when God created man out of the dust of the ground, it says, Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim, that God blew into his nostrils the spirit of life. And that's how a people became a living being. It was God's breath that transformed man from basically a lifeless form of dust to a spiritual entity, to the people that we are today. So on Rosh Hashanah, which is the anniversary of the day God created man, that's what we're celebrating in Rosh Hashanah, the anniversary of the day of the creation of Adam, of the first person. So on this day that God created man with his breath, that's how we became a person with the breath. We observe the one mitzvah that requires us to use our breath to create something. In this case, it's a sound from a ram's horn. But by sounding the shofar, basically we're beginning our year by mimicking God's creative act in creating us. The shofar is therefore the ultimate reminder of our ability to create and to channel energies. And it's interesting, and my son Ezra shared this. If we think about it, there are two central sources of the shofar that reinforce this theme. The first is what we're going to be reading about on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, on Friday, Akedat Yitzchak. We're going to be reading from the Torah about the binding of Isaac, where God tells Abraham to take his beloved son. And at the last moment, he tells Avram to retreat. Avram is elated, but he's already made sort of the bracha, if you will. He's already about to do this, so God shows him a ram, so he can use the ram as a sacrifice. And therefore, we blow the horn of the ram to recall that incredible sacrifice that Abraham was willing to do. The second time that the shofar is mentioned in the Torah is at Har Sinai, when the shofar blasts were sounded to mark the climactic moment of God's revelation and the gifting of the Torah to the Jewish people. So if you think about it, both of these moments of the shofar, the Akedat Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, and the blowing of the shofar at the revelation, they both represent the notion of channeling our energies and our resources. Abraham was all, you know, pented up, ready to take his beloved son Isaac. He needed, that energy needed to go somewhere. So God showed him the ram to channel the blessing and the sacrifice. And the second one at Har Sinai shows us where we should channel our energies. Shofar represents the Torah. The shofar was actually blasted or sounded when the Torah was given at Har Sinai. And the Torah is, of course, our system of morality, which guides our life. And it's the divine will, and it bridges the gap, of course, between heaven and earth. So the shofar really represents the idea of, again, channeling our energies towards Hashem. And that is my bracha to all of us as we prepare for the holy days of Rosh Hashanah. We thank God. I have a lot to be grateful for, especially after yesterday was a terrible, terrible potential moment. We mourn the loss of those Jews in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem whose lives were taken in that terrible terrorist attack. There are no words to express the mourning that those families will be experiencing this Rosh Hashanah. But we are grateful at the same time that after hundreds of rockets are shot in by Iran, that the Jewish people were safe and nobody, thank God, no one's life was taken from hundreds of rockets. It's something for us to express gratitude this Rosh Hashanah. But getting back to the Dvar Torah, besides expressing that gratitude and continuing to daven to Hashem for safety and for security for our brothers and sisters in Israel, for reduction of anti-Semitism throughout the world, how will we channel our energies this year? Will we focus our energies on supporting our brothers and sisters in Israel, on being connected to Hashem, on taking all of the physical world that we have? Remember, Hashem breathed the breath of the spirit of the soul within us and made us spiritual beings. And that's what the shofar, as you listen to the sounds of the shofar the next 2 days, think about how are we using our energies? God gave us this great gift, the soul. Are we cultivating the soul? And are we being creative? How are we using our creative energies? And it's brought home by the two times that the Torah uses the shofar, Akedat Yitzchak, when Abraham channels his energy towards the ram, and then the Jewish people towards the Torah. May we take all of our creative abilities and energies, every single one of them, and may we channel them in our service towards Hashem. And may that be a zechut for you and for your families, for ketiva v'chatima tova, for a beautiful inscription in the Book of Life, for us as individuals and for the entire Jewish people in Israel. and everywhere in the world. Shana Tova, my friends.